Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 16. Say amen when you get there. Amen. All right. That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Jesus Christ throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Somebody said amen with the Apostle Paul. Praise God. And the first verse there that we read tonight, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might. Everybody said strengthened with might by his Spirit. By his Spirit. Come on, somebody, say it with me tonight. I'm going to walk us through this here tonight. In the inner man. In the inner man. In the inner man. I want to preach a little bit tonight about inner strength. Inner strength. Amen. We need to be strong in the Lord. We need to be strong in the Lord. We need to be able to stand through the trials and the tests. Amen. Bible says that they that love his law shall not be offended. Nothing shall offend them. Amen. Are we strong enough not to be offended? Are we strong enough to make it through the trials and the tribulations of life? Amen. Not everybody's excited about your desire to go to heaven, but I'm excited about it, and I'm going to go to heaven. Amen. I'm going to go to heaven. Let's pray together. Let's ask for the help of the Lord tonight. Father, we thank you for the Word of God. Thank you for your presence that we feel here tonight. We ask you to lay your hand upon us. Touch us. We give you glory, praise, and honor in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. God bless you. You can be seated, and you may want to get a pencil and a piece of paper and write down some scriptures here tonight. Also, we have the sound system that's recording this. If you'd like a free copy of the message to go back over it again, that's free as well. Amen. You know, when we talk about being strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, immediately something comes to our mind, and that is that there is a inward man and there is an outward man. Amen. That there is a spiritual man and there is a fleshly man. And what we can glean from this tonight is that one is temporary and the other is eternal. Amen. The outer man, the man that we see here tonight, the one that you looked at when you looked in the mirror before church tonight, that outer man is temporal and it's going to pass away. I was talking to Brother Conley. Some of you may remember him. He's been a couple of times to our church and preached. Is a Vietnam veteran, has had many, many physical problems. Just recently had a stroke, and part of his body is paralyzed. And not only that, his son at the age of 43 passed away with a massive heart attack. And the day after that, his wife had a heart attack as well. And we look at those things and we say, why are those things happening to us? And the only answer that we can come up with is that this body that we live in is temporary. Amen. Everything that we have, our job, our money, our home, everything that we have in this life is temporary. And even though it is temporary in a fleshly sense, all of us are going to live somewhere eternally. And we're not going to live in this temporary body, but we're going to be in a spiritual state somewhere for eternity. Amen. This spiritual man is not going to die, but the temporary man is going to die. One is visible and the other is invisible. Amen. And it's very true in the world around us. There is the physical world and there is the spiritual world. Amen. And the physical world can be seen by the eyes, but the spiritual world can only be seen by the spiritual eyes. The world that we see is only seen by the physical, is what I meant to say. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 17. Let's look at it here tonight. I hope y'all will help me here. Amen. How many's going to help the pastor tonight? I appreciate that. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 17. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal or temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Amen. And the things that are seen, those of you that are old enough to understand what I'm talking about tonight, those things that we see oftentimes give us trouble and heartaches. Amen. Words that that people speak, things that people do, the world that is around us, it causes much trouble and heartache. And the things that are not seen have a tremendous potential for blessings. Amen. And so we've got to ask the question, how can I strengthen my inner man? How can we access the spiritual world? And Sister Reed sang about that tonight in John chapter 3 and verse 1 through 5. Nicodemus came to the Lord and said, we know you're a teacher come from God. But in verse 5, he said, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. Everybody said flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Everybody said spirit. Spirit. So if we're born of the flesh, then the highest that we'll ever be able to go is the flesh. Amen. There are a lot of people in our world today that are strengthening the outer man, when in reality, what we need to do is strengthen the inner man. What we need to do is strengthen the inner spirit that is within us. The Holy Ghost and our spirit needs to come together, amen, so that we can be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Praise God. Luke chapter 17 and verse 20, it says, and when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, lo here or lo there. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Praise the Lord. The kingdom of God is within you. Amen. That spiritual man is the inner man. Amen. And so let's look at the two men, if you please, the two women that we have to deal with in our lives. The first one is the carnal man. The carnal man has to have sleep. If he doesn't get sleep, he gets cranky. Amen. And sometimes real cranky. And this fleshly man, the carnal man, has to eat. And if he doesn't eat, he gets cranky. Amen. And he has to drink liquids to live. And if he doesn't get that, then he gets cranky. Amen. Anybody cranky here tonight? You wouldn't admit it right about now, though. But we get that way. We get upset. I'm borrowing from Sister Glenda's term of being cranky. Amen. And I've been there. You've been there. Maybe you're there tonight. I don't know. I just feel like there's something here tonight where we're leaning on the flesh a little bit more than what we should. Amen. In worship and in praise unto our God. But be that as it may here tonight, You're going to have to deal with your carnal man if you want to go to heaven. We cannot go to heaven in this carnal body. The Bible says flesh and blood shall not inherit the kingdom of God. And so we cannot go to heaven in a carnal body and with a carnal mind. The Bible says that the carnal mind is enmity, or it is against God. It is not subject to the laws of God, and indeed cannot be subject to the laws of God. Amen. And so we've got to deal with this outward man, this fleshly body that we live in. This fleshly man will go to extreme lengths to get sleep and to eat and to drink. Amen. I have read where people were stranded way back in the days of the Wild West. They were going across the country in covered wagons. And there was what they called the Donner Party. And they were headed to California, and they took the northern route, and they got stuck in a pass. I think it's now called Donner Pass. And I've never been through there, but they got stuck in the snow, and they could not get out, and they ran out of food, and they resorted to cannibalism and eating one another. They call it the Donner Pass because it was the Donner family that refused to go to that place and go to cannibalism and eat another person. But this flesh of ours will go to extreme lengths to get something to sleep, something to eat and drink, and to satisfy the desires of this flesh. And if you haven't noticed, the desires of your flesh are pretty strong. And thank God for the Holy Ghost, and thank God for redemption. But I'm telling you what, even though you've got the Holy Ghost, you're living in a body of flesh. You were not translated out of this body of flesh, but you were to remain in this body of flesh. And so you're going to deal with something. You're going to deal with the natural weaknesses of your flesh. You're going to deal with your reactions to situations. You're going to deal with other people. You're going to deal with your spirit. Amen. And there is a host of things. It seems sometimes like it is very powerful. And if we're not careful, it can become very, very powerful. Amen. How many times have people gotten to the place where they said, how in the world did I get here? Well, we got here by Adam and Eve. Amen. The Bible says Adam was the first man. He was earthy. He was of this earth. He was fleshly. He was not spiritual. And he fell away from God because of sin. And because of that sin, the very next generation that was propagated by them, one of them became a murderer. And there were no gangs to influence him. There was no television to influence him. There was no internet. There was none of these things. It was a perfect Garden of Eden, and yet he fell into sin. Amen. I'm telling you tonight, we can't lay the blame on everything else. We've got to lay the blame right where it is. Amen. It's right square here with me. Amen. I'm the one that's got the problem. I'm the one that's got to deal with the attitude. Amen. I'm not perfect. I'm not holy. And guess what? Neither are you. Thank you for that amen tonight. Praise the Lord. If I had a quarter, I'd give you a quarter for that one. Amen. Because I'm not here alone. We're all here together. I'm a dying man preaching to dying men and women. Amen. And really, when it comes down to it, we've got nowhere to go to fix these things. Even when we look at false religions, when we look at false teachings, they appeal to the flesh. They give liberty to the flesh, and they will tell their people that once you're saved, you're always saved, and you can never be lost, meaning that you can go out and drink and smoke and curse and live a wild life and still be saved. That appeals to this old flesh of ours. is our flesh wants to be saved, but it also wants some other things. But the truth of the matter is that that is not the truth of the matter. Praise God. And what we need to do is understand that we are living in a carnal body. We are living in a fleshly body. And if we are not careful, this carnal man, the carnal woman will rise up within you, and it will lead you to places you don't want to go, and it'll keep you longer than you want to stay. Well, praise God. The only place that this man can go to is the grave. That's where he's headed, is to the grave. He's headed to the place of death. Amen. Because death is really the enemy of all of us. But thank God when Jesus went to Calvary, he paid the price and he overcame death, our greatest enemy. We ought to thank God for that on a regular basis. Because without Calvary, we'd have nowhere to go. Without Calvary, we would have no hope. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 12 gives it to us here. And it says that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. Amen. Having no hope and without God in the world. That's where we were before we found the Lord. That's where we were before we got saved. Amen. And that's where we are tonight if we're not careful and we don't strengthen the inner man. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 26. Turn with me tonight. And it talks about people that are outside of the commonwealth of God. And it says, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. Amen. And so without God, we can be taken captive by the devil at his will. Amen. That's why folks do crazy things sometimes. Because in reality, the devil gets a hold of them. And it's not an excuse. It's not, we can't say the devil made me do it. But what we need to understand is that some people become greatly influenced and motivated by evil spirits. Amen. That's why it's so very important that we be careful what we look at, what we listen to, the places that we go, and so on and so forth. There is so much of that in our generation today. But the carnal man is subject to being captive to the will of Satan and to be motivated and moved by his foul spirit. Amen. That's the carnal man. Not a whole lot of good to say about him. He's got talents and abilities. He can do a lot of things, but he can never get to the place where he can save himself. But now we want to talk about the spiritual man. Everybody said the spiritual man. Spiritual man is the inner man. Amen. The inner man has got to rest and eat and drink to survive as well. Amen. And the difference is that the elements of survival are unseen. Amen. But they are just as real. And actually, I would say tonight that they are more real than the physical, carnal, temporary things that we see around us. Because the temporary things are going to be gone, but the spiritual things are going to remain forever. Let's go to Psalm chapter 37 and verse 7. Amen. Psalm 37 and verse 7. And it says this, rest in the Lord. Everybody said rest. You got to have rest if you're going to be healthy. You got to eat if you're going to be healthy. You got to eat good things too. And you got to drink water, amen, liquids to survive, amen. But here it says, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not. Everybody said, fret not. That means don't get upset. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. And so each and every one of us have got to come to the place where we learn to take time to rest in God. You know why we don't rest in God? It's probably because we're too busy with this outward man. Well, praise God. You're going to feed one or the other. Actually, you're going to have to feed both of them. But we've got to keep it in the right balance here tonight. Amen. There's a time to rest in the Lord and to just stop what you're doing and contemplate the Lord. I know we're living in a very fast-paced society. I know that there are many, many situations that even in this small congregation tonight, that there are multitudes of different situations, and you can get caught up very easily in the whirlwind of this world. You can get caught up in life and the things, the outward things that we see and we feel and we touch, and the lives that we're living. We have to do that. Very similar to Noah and building the ark. He had to raise crops. He had to spend time with his family. He had to, his wife and their sons' wives had to make their clothing and had to prepare meals. And they had it a lot more difficult than what we have it today. But I'm telling you, the Bible says that Noah walked with God. Amen. If there's anything that we need more than anything in all of this world, it is to develop a walk with God. Because if you don't walk in the Spirit, you're going to walk in the flesh. And if you walk in the flesh, you're going to seek to satisfy the desires of the flesh and to go in that direction. It's one or the other. And so he said, rest in the Lord. Psalm 34. We'll stay in Psalms here for a couple of verses. Psalm chapter 34 and verse 8. Somebody said amen when you get there. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Amen. So the spiritual man has the opportunity to taste. Amen. The Bible says that the full soul loathes a honeycomb. He doesn't want any honey. He's so full. Amen. But to the soul that is empty, every bitter thing is sweet. Amen. And we see it in our generation today. Amen. The carnal man that is desirous and lustful and wanting this and wanting that. I'll tell you what, it'll take you to places. Amen. Where you drink bitter things. Amen. It'll take you to places where you say bitter things. Well, praise God. It'll take you to places where you do bitter things. Amen. But he said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen. What we've got to do is feed the inner man. What we've got to do is give him some things that taste good to him. Amen. Because the carnal man, to the carnal man, the things of God don't taste very good. But to the spiritual man, the carnal things don't taste very good. Well, praise God. When the carnal man is strong, he's not going to want to go to the places of sin. When the spiritual man is strong, when the inner man is strong, I'm going to get these all twisted around here tonight and confuse everybody. But when the spiritual man is strong, he's not going to have a desire to go to places that are not right. You don't have to have somebody standing over you saying, no, you can't do this and you can't do that. It's a matter of who is the strong man in your life. Is it the spiritual man or is it the carnal man? And each and every one of us have got to come to a place where we make that determination and that decision in our lives. And what helps us is the preaching of the Word of God. Amen. The spiritual man loves the preaching of the Word of God. The carnal man does not like the preaching of the Word of God because it goes contrary to him. It goes contrary to his lust and his desires. Amen. But I thank God for the preaching of the Word of God because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Thank God we can have faith and we can walk with God and taste and see that the Lord is good. Everybody said, the Lord is good. The Lord is good. Oh, he tastes so sweet. Amen. Jesus said, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you can have no life in you. We know that was symbolic. That wasn't literal. Amen. But many of his disciples did not stay with him. They left him and they walked with him no more. Why? I'll tell you why. Because they were carnally minded. They were not spiritually minded. But those that were strong in the inner man, they stuck with him. I'll tell you today, we've got to stick with him. Psalm 42 and verse 1. This is for the sons of Korah. Psalm chapter 42 and verse 1. As the heart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. And so we understand then that the spiritual man has a hunger. The spiritual man has a thirst. Amen. The spiritual man has got to have rest as well. And it's all in the realm of the spirit. Praise God. I was praying tonight. Spring up, O well. Let the well of living water spring up within me. I need a drink of water. Praise God. And God made it this way. You can only go 6 or 10 days somewhere in there without water, and you're going to die without water. You can go a long time without food, but you can't go a long time without water because you will perish. Amen. The water is representative of the Spirit of God. Amen. The living water. Jesus said that out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Holy Ghost was not yet given because Jesus hadn't died and risen again. Amen. What we've got to have to strengthen the spiritual man, we've got to have the food of the Word of God. We've got to have the food of the Word of God. I've got to have preaching. Amen. But more than that, or not more than that, along with that, we've got to have the water. We've got to be renewed in the Holy Ghost. Amen. I said we've got to be renewed in the Holy Ghost. And when you get renewed in the Holy Ghost, it's going to be because you have established a prayer life where you regularly feed the inner man with the realm of the Spirit in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Where you get the Word of God out and you look at the Word of God and you meditate on the Word of God and you feed the inner man. If not, you're going to be feeding him with worldly things and earthly things. Amen. There's a lot of things going on in our world today. But there's a lot more going on in the realm of the Spirit today. What I want to be connected with more than anything is what's going on in the realm of the Spirit. Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 13, I'm going to throw in a little extra here. And I know this will probably miss some of you here tonight. And it's missed me many, many times. Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 13. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe, or he's just been born again and is learning. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use. Everybody said use. Amen. One famous exercise gentleman, he said the only way to hurt your body is not to use it. Amen. Just don't use it, and after a while, it won't work anymore. Well, praise God. Somebody said, I'm doing fine. Everything's working, and that which I've got some things that are hurting, and the things that aren't hurting aren't working anymore. Amen. Well, we don't want that to happen in the realm of the Spirit. It might happen in the realm of the flesh, but it's not supposed to happen in the realm of the Spirit. We can be weak in the flesh and still be strong in the Holy Ghost. Now look at this. By reason of use, have their senses exercised. Everybody said exercised. Oh, praise God. To discern both good and evil. Amen. And so we've got to have rest. We've got to have food. We've got to have exercise. Amen. We've got to have water to feed this spiritual man so that he will be strong and he will be able to fight the battles of the Lord. Alexander the Great made the statement, he said, all armies march on their bellies. Amen. In other words, if you don't feed the army, you're going to lose the battle. If you don't have strong men, men that have food in their stomach, amen, have something to drink and to eat, I'm telling you, you're not going to win. You're not going to conquer anything. And folks, we're not going to conquer anything if we're empty spiritually. We're not going to march and do the will of God without something down deep inside of us, in the inner man. Amen. A strength that rises up from within, that we can fight the battles of the Lord and have victory. Praise God. Amen. And there's only one way to prevail over this carnal man, and that is to be born again. Romans chapter 6 and verse 6. Turn with me tonight. I know this is simple, but in the simplicity of this message tonight, it is very profound. Because if we don't get this right in our walk with God, we're probably not going to be saved. Romans 6 and 6, this is what has to happen to the old man or to the carnal man. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth or hereafter we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Well, praise God. The old man is crucified with him. You know, I hear it sometimes, well, I was just born that way. Well, that's just the way I am. Well, that's true. It is very true in each and every one of us. I've come to understand that our height and our breadth and our depth is determined ahead of time for us. Are y'all here tonight? Praise the Lord. Hope you're here. Praise God. It was determined ahead of time. I believe our personality was determined ahead of time. But it doesn't mean that everything that was determined ahead of time by the genetics or by the DNA that was in your parents. The Holy Ghost helps us. Amen. If I have a predisposition to tell lies, does that mean that I say, well, that's just the way I am. I can't change the way I am. And so I go ahead and tell lies. There are those today in our generation, and God help us here today. Amen. I saw a couple of young men walking down the road yesterday in a town not far from here, in Andover, holding hands as they're walking down the street. And I thought, dear God, help our generation. They're confused. They're totally, completely confused. And they've got the idea, because I was born that way, that this is the way I'm going to be. I don't doubt that some people have weaknesses in that area and in other areas as well. Some have a weakness, and it has been said that if they take one drink of alcohol, they will be an alcoholic the rest of their life. It's not that way with everyone, but it's that way with some people. Amen. And so why would we want to even start down that road? But beyond that, amen. Yes, it is a weakness. Yes, you were born with that weakness. But that is the outward man. Amen. That is the carnal man. That is the flesh. That is the body that we reside in. The flesh and blood that you're living in tonight is not going to go to heaven. Amen. Those weaknesses and those lusts and those carnal desires and all of that are going to be left behind. So what do we do? What we do is we don't feed the outward man as much as we do the inward man. And we let the inward man grow strong. Amen. So that when the weakness of our flesh rises up, we can conquer it by the power of the inner man. Praise the Lord. Because if we're not careful, that weakness will take us back out and we'll be lost. Amen. And so we've got to die. There has to be a death. Amen. A spiritual death of the old man. And then in Romans chapter 6 and verse 3 and 4, know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in a newness of life. Amen. And so we must walk in a newness of life, buried with him in baptism. Praise God. And so there is a burial, and then there is a rising to walk in a newness of life. It's not going to months and months of Bible studies, and Bible studies are very, very important. Amen. We need to know exactly what we believe. But the only thing that's going to lift us up out of our carnality and out of our fleshly ways is when we die and we're buried and we experience the resurrection of the baptism of the Holy Ghost speaking with other tongues. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. Does that mean my struggles are over? No, you're going to end up getting sick again. You're going to end up with a headache. You're going to end up with problems in your life. Doesn't mean that every problem is going to go away and everything is going to be perfectly smooth. But what it does mean is that we have come to the place where we have allowed the Spirit of God to be the ruler of our life, to be the ruler of the outward man. And when we have the desire to steal, we don't steal anymore. Praise the Lord. You say, well, none of us are thieves here. I've pastored thieves before. Danny prayed through in the church in Boston, and he was literally a thief. He was studying and getting to the place where he was a professional thief, actually broke into the company where he worked. And then when everybody was investigating it, he went to watch to see what the investigation was like. He told me, he said, I would steal a little thing, just nothing. And I said, why? He said, just for the thrill of doing it. It was a bondage. It was a weakness in his flesh. Not everybody deals with that, amen, but some people deal with cursing in their mouth, amen. Some people deal with, we could go into all kinds of things. Galatians 5, 19 through 21 tells us the works of the flesh or the things that we can see when the outward man is stronger than the inward man, amen. But what we must have is a death, a burial, and a resurrection. Praise God. And that's not a one-time experience. Amen. The death and the burial was a one-time experience where the sin is wiped out. But the Bible says we are saved by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. Folks, we've got to renew the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody, help the pastor here tonight. We've got to renew the Holy Ghost on a regular basis. And that we've got to worship on a regular basis. I can't come and just sit in church. I can hardly sit anyway. Amen. But I can't sit in church and not lift my hands and say, thank you, Jesus. Can't do it. Amen. I just am so thankful for the Lord in my life. And the longer you live for the Lord, the more you recognize how important he is. Amen. Without the Lord, where would I be? The old song is written. I cannot imagine where I would be tonight. I've got a feeling I probably would already be dead and gone if it was not for the Lord. But He saved me. He saved my life. He called me into the ministry, called me to do His work. Amen. And I'll tell you tonight, I'd be just as happy sitting right where you are. And I've sat right where you're at and was so thankful to be in the church. Amen. Always looking forward to the preaching of the Word of God. Always looking forward to seeing my pastor's face. Amen. And being around the saints of God. And even after I pastored for a number of years, we took a break for about a year and 9 months. Amen. And I'll tell you what, I was the best saint in the whole church. I'm not looking for a position. Amen. I'm just looking to be saved. I just want to hear Him say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." I just want to feel the powers of the world to come. Amen. I want to go to the altar and pray. Amen. And seek the face of God. Because when it's all said and done, just like Aaron, the Lord said, "Come up here to the mountain, son. Your days are over. Take your robes off and give them to your son and stand before me as a regular man." Amen. The priestly robes are gone, and what you've done in your life is what's going to stand. Amen. It's the same way with every one of us here tonight, and that's why it's so very, very important. Are we getting this here? I know it's very simple, but I just feel like it's a reminder to us here tonight that if we're not careful, we can stop feeding that inner man. And when the soul cries out for God, we can mistake it by saying, "I'm hungry and I need something to eat." Or, "I'm stirred up and I can't sleep tonight." Amen. It might, and I've been there many times. And I've found that if I'll just get up and I'll spend some time in prayer and feed my soul and feed the inner man, amen, that I can go back and lay down and sleep the rest of the night without any trouble. Praise God. I'll tell you, we've got to recognize the need to feed the inner man and to be strong and to be strengthened by the Spirit of God in the inner man. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So we've got to be born again. John 7, verse 37. It says this, John 7, 37, "In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, 'If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the Scripture hath said," that's repentance and being baptized, repentance and washing and death and burial, amen. "He that believeth on me, as the Scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow trickles of living water." Is that what it says? Creeks of living water. Rivers. Amen. If you look in the Scriptures, you'll see when that rock, when Moses smote that rock, the Bible says rivers flowed in the desert. You know where we're at here tonight in life? We're in a desert place. We're in a desert place. Amen. We're literally in a desert place. I saw a picture where down in Arizona, there's a big crack in the ground. It's about 2 miles long, and it's getting wider, about 10 feet wide and 30 feet deep. And they started to decide why the ground was cracking, and they said it's because of over the years of pumping water out of the ground for agricultural reasons and pumping it to other places that there's a void underneath the ground, and it's cracking and it's breaking open. Amen. And you know what? Really, if we're dry in the Holy Ghost, if we don't have any water, amen, especially here in Kansas, we need water on a regular basis. Amen. I've got cracks in the ground at the house, and I bought me one of those weather vanes, wireless weather vanes, tells you what the speed of the wind is and how much rain falls to the tenth of an ounce or tenth of a whatever it is. Yeah, tenth of an inch. And it'll record it. I've got a little screen in the house, and it shows me what's going on outside. It's just one of those things you do when you get old. Amen. And I put it up the middle of May. The middle of May, I installed it up on the windmill, climbed up 30 feet on the windmill and screwed it in place. And we've had almost 5 inches of rain at the house from the middle of May to, well, we're not even in the middle of July yet. 5 inches almost in the last 2 months. And there's cracks in the ground. You know why? We need a lot of water around here. The sun comes out, doesn't it? And it gets real hot and it gets real dry. I've seen it out at the house where it rained and there were puddles of water on the road and the road was all soaked wet. And then the rain left and the wind started blowing and it got hot. And within an hour's time, cars were driving by and there was dust behind the cars. You know, that's kind of like life in the realm of the Spirit. If we're not careful, amen. You know, they say all the time, drink a lot of water. How many glasses of water have you drank today? A lot? Good. How many of you drank today? Not real sure. Two, maybe? Three. Supposed to have 6 to 8 a day. Did you know that? And your mother's probably already told you, you need to drink more water. Amen. How many of you young people, your parents tell you to drink more water? All right. You better listen to your parents. You only drink once a day. See, we got problems here, and I'm preaching to the problems here tonight. Praise the Lord. Oh, well, I just drink one glass a day. Oh, well, it's good enough for me. And then all of a sudden something comes up and the doctor says, you're dehydrated. You're dehydrated. If you feel dry in your mouth, like you need a drink of water, you're dehydrated. Did you know that? And what we need is a sensitivity to God where we just feel that little, boy, I'm just a little bit dry here. I think it's time to have a prayer meeting. Well, praise the Lord. I said it's time to have a prayer meeting. It's time to call on God until the water begins to flow and the rivers of living water begin to come up and spring up from within. The kingdom of God is not here or there, but the kingdom of God is within you. Let's go to Jude chapter 1, and I'm going to finish here tonight. Jude chapter 1 and verse 17. And I appreciate y'all staying with me here tonight. I know days are difficult in this tremendous heat. Jude 1 and verse 17. Why don't we stand together right now? Jude 1 and 17. But beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you that there should be mockers in the last time, who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. That's the outward man right there. These be they who separate themselves. They don't want to hang around you. They don't want to come to the church. They won't stay very long. They'll leave. They separate themselves. They are sensual, having not the Spirit. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. That's how you build up yourself. That's how you strengthen the inner man, praying in the Holy Ghost. It's not just words that we come up with that we're praying. We start out that way. Jesus said, pray like this, and he gave us words to say. But you know what? It's got to go beyond that. It's got to go beyond words that we say, and we say, well, I hope God heard that. But no, you got to break through into the Holy Ghost, where the Holy Ghost, the Scripture says, will pray for us. Keep yourselves in the love of God. Praise the Lord. That's going to feed the inner man. looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some have compassion, making a difference. Amen. You know what? We're not going to win anybody to God if we're spiritually weak. We're not going to affect anybody if we're spiritually weak. But I want to make a difference. And of some have compassion, making a difference. I want to make a difference in somebody's life. And the only way I can do that is to be strong. And the only way I can be strong is to feed the inner man. And others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Praise God. You're not going to be a firefighter, spiritual firefighter. Those guys, they've got to be physical. They go and work out on a regular basis because they may have to climb up stairs. They may have to pull a body, a unconscious person out of a fire. I was down in Sheridan, Arkansas, and they was doing some relays. It was like in their logging festival, and the fire department had a thing, and they showed demonstration, and they had a full life-size body there. It wasn't a real person, but it weighed as much as a real person. And they had to have their boots on. They had to have their jackets on. They had to run. They had to go over some obstacles. They had to grab this person by the arm and drag them a certain amount of feet. And they were competing against each other to see who could do it the fastest. And I thought, dear Lord, I'm glad I'm not a firefighter. Amen. You're going to have to be strong if you're going to be a firefighter. Either that or you're going to be the supervisor. Amen. Stand out there and tell everybody else what to do. But some of these young men, they're strong. They've got muscles. I see them working out. I see them regularly. And they're being careful with their body. Amen. Because I may have to pull somebody out of the fire. Amen. Oh, me teach a Bible study? I don't think I could do that. I'm not strong enough to do that. Well, I'll tell you what, you can be strong enough to do that. If you'll get rest and food and liquids and exercise. Spiritually. And then it says, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling. Amen. We don't want to be pulling people out of the fire and then fall ourselves and get burned up. And to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. He's able to keep us from falling. But dear God, help us. That cannot be the focus, the entire focus of our walk with God. I'm just hanging on. I may fall. I'm not strong enough. I'm not even sure I could make it to church. I'm just weak. I'm just not strong. Listen, I'm telling you, you're going to have to be strong. Did you hear the pastor? You're going to have to be strong. Amen. You cannot avoid it. Amen. There will be difficulties. There will be struggles. You will deal with your flesh. And if you choose to just ignore it, you're going to be a casualty in the fire. Amen. You're going to be a casualty. You're not going to make a difference, but I want to make a difference tonight. Amen. So I'm going to spend some time in prayer. Praise God. Let me say that again. I'm going to spend some time in prayer. And if you're going to make a difference, if you're going to make a difference with your children, you're going to have to spend some time in prayer. If you're going to see God answer and meet the needs in your life and the lives of others, we're going to have to develop a life of prayer. Well, I miss some of us here tonight. But I'm telling you, if you're not careful, you're going to be a casualty on the side of the road. You're going to be a shipwreck, amen, because you weren't looking for the lighthouse and you weren't watching where you were going, amen. This body that we live in is powerful. It is powerful. And it can lead you to hellfire if you're not careful. It can, and it will. Amen.